Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham in for the guys today. Talking about the NFL. Big-time matchup for the Commanders in Week 6 as they'll take on the Chicago Bears. And Chicago Bears and number one overall pick in last year's draft, Caleb Williams, in the news recently from an article. I guess it's going to be a part of a book from Seth Wickersham. It's coming out in a couple weeks or something like that. It says it's going to come out in September called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. And apparently, Caleb Williams was trying to do his best alongside his dad, Carl Williams, to not go to the Chicago Bears. Carl Williams is quoted saying, "Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die."
It's not wrong.
And
Carl.
So I think a couple things out of this story, Linnell. I think Caleb Williams and his dad don't look great, but they're also justified because there's a quote in here. Caleb Williams wondered aloud to confidants, "Do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Waldron." And then later on, you get to a point where they're talking about it because Ryan Poles said, "We're drafting you no matter what." So credit to Poles for standing firm on that. But at one point it says, at times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Quote, "No one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on." That's horrible for Eberflus and for Shane Waldron to not help this guy out. Because I root for Caleb Williams. I like him. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see with Ben Johnson now if things will turn around. But I think you get both sides of this where it's not a great look to say, don't send me there. But also, is he a little bit justified to say, don't send me there when he went there and basically got exactly what he was saying could be the issue?
I don't know where to start with this. I'm not trying to hyperbolize it. Them having him watch film by himself, him openly admitting he did not know how to watch film, is a flat-out embarrassment to the Chicago Bears. This is organizational malpractice at its finest. That's what this is. And I feel bad because Caleb went through a lot last year. Took a lot of hits, had a lot of, you know, turnover in terms of, like, the coaching staff. There wasn't any continuity, and he was sacked 68 times. Now, some of that was his own doing, not getting the ball out, but damn, Toby, how do you expect the kid to know where to go with the football if he doesn't know how to watch film? So someone went off about this yesterday. I think it was Dan Orlovsky. Sean McVay hired Dan Orlovsky in 2017 to the LA Rams just to watch film with Jared Goff. So it's not like guys not knowing how to watch film is uncommon, but you have to have someone to teach them.
Well, you have to help people along.
For you to not have a plan in place, though, with your rookie signal caller, the future of your franchise, it's goofy. It's exactly what the Bears are. You're blaming the coaching staff. What about Ryan Poles? You don't pull the trigger on drafting a franchise quarterback without having a plan in place, not a plan like how I plan my day, like, oh, maybe I'll wake up at around 9:30, ends up being 10. No, like a concrete plan, step by step, as to how to maximize this kid and make sure he's the best version of himself possible. Chicago's, I mean, it looks bad. It looks bad. This is one of the worst things I've ever heard in pro sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
Horrible.
Well, and so it's a weird thing because, you know, I think part of this, naturally, the first takeaway is, well, Caleb Williams, a lot to deal with, all this stuff. And maybe some of that is true because in the first part of this article, they're saying that he was considering playing for the UFL. They were getting lawyers involved and figure out if there's a way around it. All this stuff. Obviously, he ends up just getting drafted number one overall, goes to the Chicago Bears, and we saw how that played out. But it makes Caleb Williams look bad when at the same point, what happened last year is what he wanted to avoid, right? Because how many times have we seen right. quarterbacks, and we talk about this with guys all the time, and I think as we've gone on with how big the NFL draft has become now, I think people are getting smarter that, yeah, you want to go early. Yeah, you want to go, but it's all about landing spot.
Fit, yeah.
Because how many times have we seen talented players, not just the quarterback position, but all throughout, talented players that were like, there's no chance this guy misses, or this guy's going to be a heck of an NFL player, and he goes to the wrong spot with bad coaching, and they turn out to be nothing. And this is something I talked about with Jaden, by the way, that I think I discounted here, was Jaden's experience of going from Arizona State and being a cast-off to going to LSU and having to learn to conduct himself differently than he did at Arizona State and learning that at the college level versus we've seen guys essentially have that same sort of thing. They're really talented. They decide to go pro. They go pro. They have two bad years. Think Zach Wilson. Right, it's a little different situation there, but think how Zach Wilson was a number two overall pick. He had all the talent in the world. He came out, goes to the pros, and now what is Zach Wilson? He didn't get the right coaching, didn't get all this, and maybe he wasn't prepared. I don't know. I'm not saying Zach Wilson's any of this stuff, but that example, and now look where he's at, where he's a perpetual backup versus Jaden learned going from Arizona State to LSU. I have to do this. Yeah. This is how I have to prepare. And in turn, he's carried that over to the pros, and he's one of the hardest working quarterbacks in the league. I think for Caleb, he's like, I want to avoid a situation where I'm going to be put in a bad spot, and then I end up being the cast off that is the, I'm going to go play backup here, and then here, and then here, and then here. I'm the number one overall pick, one of the most talented quarterbacks to come out in the draft in a long time. So, look, I don't think it's a great look for Caleb and his dad, but can you blame them for not wanting to go to Chicago, where people were tweeting just last week, they got a Pope before they got a 4,000-yard passer. The city of Chicago got a Pope before a 4,000-yard passer.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. I don't think it's way too premature, too early to write Caleb Williams off.
Absolutely.
I even think it's going to be a long conversation and a debate for years as to who's better between him and Jaden. His story is just getting started. He should go off next year. The supporting cast that they have, the creativity they have with the play caller and Ben Johnson. They upgraded their offensive line. Like, Chicago, I think, is going to be one of the more improved teams in the NFL next year. The one thing that I know people have had or are having issue with, Toby, is the involvement of Caleb's father. And I know here in Washington, a lot of people feel like Robert's downfall was RG2's impact on his decision-making and things of that nature.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think Caleb Williams handles himself like a complete G. And I mean that in like the most positive way possible. It's probably a bad way to put it. He handles himself like a pro. Outside of the, like, film watching thing, because, like, you don't know what you don't know. At least he's trying. Yeah, I mean, you made an attempt.
You have to help people along, right? Like I don't know that there are anybody, but if you're looking at that saying Caleb's an idiot, then you're just wrong. You got to help a guy. No, he's a rookie.
He's not a problem at all.
No,
I don't think so. But I give him credit for taking it upon himself to watch the film by himself. He could have been like, well, these guys are going to get fired anyway. Let's just throw this year to the side.
If they're not going to help me out and all this stuff, then what matters, right?
I just think it's embarrassing on the organization's behalf. Like, that's absolutely the bigger thing to me. And look.
And I don't know where this idea that Ryan Poles is this great general manager comes from. He has gotten bailed out time after time because they traded away the number one overall pick, right? They traded it away, and they got lucky that Carolina took the wrong guy.
Yeah.
And they took Bryce Young. And he might be the right guy now, but they traded that future pick that turned into Caleb Williams. They didn't realize they were trading away Caleb Williams to get Bryce Young, right? They didn't realize that. If they took C.J. Stroud and then they ended up picking, like, 16th, and Chicago wasn't there, they would have been killed.
To your bigger point, Ryan Poles is an idiot.
They traded a second-round pick up for, yes, Montez Sweat, also Chase Claypool.
Think about this. Remember all the hubbub pre-draft? Chicago visited with one quarterback throughout the process. He didn't even want to go there. He openly told. Think about the kahunas you got to have to straight up tell the guy that's trying to draft you, I'm not coming, Slim. Straight up. You can draft me. You can draft my cousins. You can call my dad, my mom. I'm not coming. And Ryan Poles still took him.
Yeah.
That's stupid on his part. How the hell are you taking somebody that's literally begging, exhausting every option possible, talking UFL, CFL? He probably would have came and ran the board for us instead of going to Chicago. Are you kidding me?
I tweeted out about this. Maybe I get why Bears fans are always hostile to Washington fans and JD5. Their QB tried everything possible to not go to their city, while the big controversy for our QB is that his mom's around, quote, too much.
Yeah, come on.
Right.
There are levels to it. There are different problems.
Washington fans don't care what Chicago fans think, but Chicago's always attacking us and attacking Jaden Daniels. Maybe I get it now. Their quarterback didn't want to be there. And even though I think people around here, because he's a local guy, cheer for Caleb Williams, with all due respect, I don't really care what happens with Caleb. We got Jaden Daniels.
I can't believe he told Ryan Poles, I want to come, and he said, yeah, I'm drafting you anyway. I don't want to be there. And he still took him.
Yeah, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Taking a look at the NFL still, there's some coaching staffs that are going to be
under a lot
of scrutiny going into this upcoming season. Who leads the league in that? Who's under the most pressure going into this upcoming season? Also, your chance to win some Breaking Benjamin tickets coming up next right here on B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.